Psalm 144, the 144th Psalm, they forgot God. If you remember over in 1 Corinthians, I believe it was chapter 7, and it talks about the Exodus and the children of Israel. And we're reminded, said they were our examples, and they forgot God. And I believe that we're at such a place today. How could you forget God? But they have. You see? So in the 144th Psalm, verse 7 and verse 8, it's a psalm of David. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of great waters. Now look, from the hand of strange children. Amen. Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Welcome to our world. Welcome to America. I don't know why folks don't know that God is very nationalistic. Extremely so. The entire book, he set the bounds of men's habitations. And he created everything after their kind. And for almost 6,000 years, everything was after their kind. So with that said, I would ask, why on God's earth would I want to live amongst a strange people? I'm serious. I mean it. Why would I want to live amongst a strange people? They aren't my kind. And I know all the arguments, the brotherhood of man, and we're all the same, and God does say we're all the same. Yeah, we all have human blood, but we're not all the same kind. Or else he wouldn't talk about strange kind. Why do I want to be around those that aren't my kind? The most natural thing in the world is for people to congregate around their own kind. Did you know that? Do I belong in China? Do I belong in India? Is Africa my home? What man doesn't know his kind? God separated Jew from Gentile. And then there were many subgroups, even among the Gentiles. I pulled up to see who was leading a golf tournament yesterday. I can't pronounce the guy's name. And I look up his heritage, and I can't pronounce his heritage. And I look up his religion, and I can't pronounce his religion. I'm not making that up. He's from somewhere, I think, in northern India, and though he's a Hindu, they're all kind of Hindus. I guess like all kinds of Baptists. I don't know. You see? Well, what is he? Well, I'm sure he's a great guy. He's not my kind. How can anyone that worships something that has eyes that can't see and ears that can't hear be my kind? They say that Trump's considering this woman from the... She moved to Texas, by the way. Gabby.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard.
What's her name?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi, like Kelsey, but different. Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Hindu. Think about that. I like the thing she says. She's a nice person. I know Indians and but they worship blocks of wood and stone. What? They're not. Is that your kind? And even among the Jews, they're not all Jews who say they're Jews. Some are of the synagogue of Satan. We had three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, from which came three races of people. And they all settled to their parts of the world. The Bible's very clear about that thing, you see. And if you want turmoil, put them together. Remember those half-brothers, Isaac and Ishmael? And others. How about even Cain and Abel? That's another sermon, but I won't go there, you see. So we have examples of such. We put people together when they're incarcerated. And I preached for years in some of those places. And you, we put them all together into just sometimes just an acre or two, a few acres. And we call them prisons. And there's no place on the planet that's more segregated than a jail. As soon as you put the people in there, you could almost say those three boys separate. Each after what? His kind. The Bible is by definition as racist a book as has ever been written. It absolutely is. Jesus our Lord called Gentiles dogs. Dogs. Yeah, dogs. And thus we got Galatians 3, those in Christ, neither male nor female, nor Jew nor Gentile. And I thank God that some of his children are Gentile dogs. But they're still Gentile dogs. And they're still male, and they're still female. Because that edict in no way violates race or gender upon this earth. Paul makes that clear in Acts 17:26. You remember that God said nations. God set took men and he set the bounds. He created the nations and he set the bounds of men's habitation. That's what he did. You think we maybe have overridden that a little bit? Throughout this whole book are the bounds of men's habitations and from whence they came. And now we've got air travel and we go all over the world and we've got these phones and we can have a guy from China looking at us right now. We could call him and he could be looking at us and he could be with us in the service. So how's that working out for us? Our book is a genealogy. The Bible's genealogy. It starts with genealogy. It ends with genealogy. From Genesis to Revelation. So I'd ask emphatically, are those that are pouring over our borders our kind? Come on, church. Are they our kind? Those pouring into England, Europe, France, Germany, Scandinavian countries. You know the only leader in the only country I know that won't put up with that is the one that's hated most is Russia and Putin. He won't put up with it. Won't put up with sodomites. Won't put up with Muslims. You want a Muslim neighbor? You want a Muslim to buy the house next door to you? The ranch next to you? The lot next to you? A non-Christian whose very religion calls for my death? Is that the guy that you want to sleep next to? Living next to you? These be thy gods. Here in the United States of America, who has over the highest court in the land, in God we trust. What happened to what God has wrought? Now hear me, it takes shedding of blood, always has, always will, to remain as it is. From Valley Forge to the Alamo and many other places. The blood of those willing to stand and give their life for their kind. Think about it. For their kind. You remember after Cain kills Abel, and in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son. Now look at it. in his own likeness, after his image, and he called his name Seth. His kind. And thus, that indicates that there was another. And it wasn't after his kind. Another sermon, I won't go there. Or even after God's kind. Because the Bible says in 1 John 3 that Cain was of that wicked one. Did not the enemy plant tares? Do you ever read it? Are there not sheep and are there not goats? The goats going to, there won't be a goats in heaven, folks. Not a one. God never changes a goat to a sheep, you see. A goat is going to inherit with sheep. You want to spend eternity with people like Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot? How about a guy named Barbecue down in Haiti? Is that who you want to spend eternity with? You think Barbecue, he's going to get him a lot of money down there in Haiti, whatever he wants. He can come up here and live next door. You think that's a good deal? They're coming. Most places just empty their prisons and send them over here, you see. All these wicked, all of the wicked one. Oh, I see. God won't allow everyone into heaven. Oh, you mean not everybody can go? What kind can go to heaven? Oh, you mean only let certain types in there? Is that right? Only certain types can go to heaven. A select group of people. He doesn't name them by race. He doesn't name them by gender. But make no mistake, they're a select group. Well, what about those in hell? Can they cross from hell to heaven? No. You remember? Why? There's a gulf between them. Can't cross. God put a gulf. Would that be like a border? Do you think? There's a lesson, but very few will receive it. That's not what they're preaching in the churches today. The Egyptians tried to cross the Great Gulf once. How'd that work out for them? They weren't our kind. Do you understand that? You know, consider this. And I'm not, because I've read these, and I believe they're great godly men. But couldn't you say that we've sent missionaries all over the world? Wouldn't anybody not agree with that? How'd that work out? India, a great Christian nation now? I mean, it's been a few hundred years. Right? I mean, in a couple hundred years, here we are. We sent missionaries to India, China, right? We sent missionaries to China. How about even Mexico? What great Christian nations. I said, well, Mexico, no. If you take papal worship as such, well, I've got another message for you, but that's another message. Okay? Well, we've got churches all over Mexico. You see? Turn to Psalm, if you still got the 106th Psalm. Verse 21 through verse 24. They forgot God. They forgot Him. Their Savior. Boy, that's just an amazing thing, isn't it? In less than a generation, they forgot God. Their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Wondrous works in the land of... Oh, wait a minute. There's another one of those lands. In the land of Ham. Well, isn't that our land? No. No, it's Ham's. And terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them? Yea, they despised the pleasant. Oh, there's another land. the pleasant land, and they believed not his word. Boy, that's us today. Look what God wrought and what God gave us where we sit. Didn't he? Had to be. Supernatural. It was as supernatural as the promised land was to those Jews. And we've forgotten God. We believe not his word. Not even in church. If you look at verse 26 and verse 27 there in Psalm 106, therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their, now look at it, their seed among the nations and to scatter them in the lands. Within a generation, I probably won't be here. That can happen right where we are right now. These boys scattered to the four winds. Well, where's the land you once had? We forgot God. You see that? Among the nations. Oh, I thought we were all, we're all these nations, you see. We're now a nation of non-Christians. Muslims, Hindus, pagans, and heathen of all sorts. Things that heretofore wouldn't be allowed. Did you know that Quakers, Jews, and Catholics weren't permitted in the first Massachusetts colony? Did you know that? Quakers, Jews, and Catholics. When they started the first colony. Why is that? They're not our kind. They're not our kind. I read only 3 of the 13 colonies even allowed a Catholic to vote. Why is that? They're not our kind. Did you know we didn't have a Catholic president in the United States of America? I was alive. I remember it very well. JFK. 1960. Over almost 200 years. Almost 200 years. Now, this is not a message on papal worship. I could do that, but I won't at this hour. It's a message on separation. You know why? Because they forgot God. Look at verse 34 in Psalm 106. They did not destroy... Now look at it. Uh-oh. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them. And that's the cornerstone of this once great country. God's way is pretty simple. My way or the highway. And when they took Israel, he said, kill them all. You get rid of every one of them. What's happened 2,000 years later? They didn't do that. What's happened to us 200 years later? And we still have them coming over. You, sir, don't belong here. Verse 35. But were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. That's what's happening in our schools. Verse 41, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them rule over them. This will happen. If we don't put them out. You know, the answer is fairly simple. You know, you can look at 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be you separate. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, if my people called by my name, you see, they're not all your people, God? Now, in closing, if you go back to our text, the 144th Psalm, this is an easy message to go on and on and on because basically the whole book alludes to this. And in our text, to say again, he said, send thine hand from above. To what? Rid me. Rid me. And deliver me out of the great waters. From the hand of strange children. Could we not pray that at this hour? Easily? And mean it. Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Has it ever been such? Deliver me from the hand of strange children. Amen. And in closing, all I can say, we've given them our daughters. And we've given them our sons. God have mercy upon us.